Hare Krishna. I always thoroughly enjoy when Puri Jan Prabhu reads these ancient prayers. And in the beginning, as I was listening, I could only hold maybe one sentence or half a sentence and not follow more, because my mind was accustomed to listen to different types of poetries. But I noticed when you make a very, very, very good effort, let me now follow with my mind exactly the lines of the prayer, you're almost getting on a fast galloping horse, which brings you into a total different realm of thought, mood, understanding, and so on. So you just have to be willing to remain on the horse and not fall with your attention away. And I know from the presentations, Bhuvi Jan Prabhu is our Bhagavatam man, and he will read verses most properly, like he did last year. So let us please make our mind a rider on the horse of this wonderful poetry. That is better than if we remain riding the fastly and dangerously galloping horse of our mind. It's much better. My task will be, of the three of us, to try to tune you into to help you to become a very focused participant of this retreat, so that you get the greatest amount of benefit from it. So let us just say our obeisances, please, our prayers for pranam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Namaste Girirajaya Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Parama Ananda Daine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabanu Suti Devi Namami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda And in one voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once again, a very, very warm welcome here at the Tere, I think, the area of where you can expect miracles. can see many known faces, those who have been with us in previous retreats, and some unknown faces. And I would like to really, once again, where we are all complete now, express our great, great honor. As you will hear when we are halfway or more in the Govardhana retreat, Giriraj has answered our prayers in very, very kind and direct and very, let me see, obvious way. Obvious in the sense that we know who has given the gift. It's Giriraj, which we have received. And we really feel by our experience from previous years that Giriraj is extremely responsive. What can we expect when we come to Giriraj? What can we anticipate when we come to the Govardhan retreat? For sure there will be new discoveries for every one of us. For many, there will be things like deep revelations. I heard from one participant last year that he felt he was stuck as if in a bottle, in the bottleneck, there had been some rocks accumulated, and he could not pour the olive oil from the bottle of olive oil any longer because the bottleneck was stuffed. So he felt also his life was stuck. He turned in circles. But he said he had one revelation one evening, during an evening program, which helped him to get the vox out of the bottleneck of his life, and now his life is flowing. Revelations can be expected, and deep transformations. We have brought two completely new people to Giriraj Govardhan, and they are very highly placed in German society as owners of the top mediation firm, which helps Lufthansa and other companies to conduct their public services and businesses. Very highly placed people who stayed at Giriraj and who just wrote me. I received the card yesterday or the before yesterday. They said this: our life is no longer the same. It has been changed totally. And our people with whom we work, they say to us, something is different. You seem to be glowing. You have found your glowing, yes. And they said, yes, a deep transformation has happened on our last holiday in faraway India. You can expect these things, new discoveries, revelations, and deep transformations. But in order to make best use out of this retreat, you have to understand that your active participation in Giriraj's work on you is required. This is different from a, let us say, a temple program, and that's why we have outsourced it from the Krishna Balaram Mandir and brought it here. This is different from a festival. This is different in that it is not really a program for entertainment, but it is a program which offers tools for us and impressions more than anything, which can work on us in unprecedented ways. And what happens exactly if you take part in the retreat is that I hope our non-English speakers will understand this word, that a gap is bridged over. There is often a gap in our life between what we know and what we do. There's a gap between what is right and what we and our own compromises which we make in life. There's often a gap between the ideal life which we conceive ourselves to have and what and the way we actually live out our lives and we experience the day-to-day life. Many of us have unfulfilled dreams which they carry in a big bag on their shoulder. And we have this invisible bag of unfulfilled dreams with us, which we never open. In a retreat, we really want to bridge the gap between where we are now and where we can be. We want to find where we are now and our next steps to take to bring us to the more ideal life. It's good to come on a retreat with a switched on mind, a mind which takes careful inventory of our present life and then applies itself very, very thoroughly to what is going on. I want to say that going on a retreat is a very ancient way to solve life's problems, to make new discoveries, and to actually connect with the Lord. It's a very ancient way which you find in all cultures. And our little team of teachers and all the many devotees who work in the back, the unsung heroes of the Govardhan retreat, are very much dedicated to this, the magic of the retreat themselves. They do this frequently in their private, or they do it in their private lives, because they have become convinced that this is necessary. We really want to offer this to our societies. We want to, as Bhurijan Prabhu says so nicely, nourish the devotees spiritually. Here, see, there is a common illusion in ISKCON life, and a common, it's the same life illusion which is everywhere there. That is, when you keep on doing the same things which you do, you just say the same things which you say, you think the same things all over, you will achieve something totally new. My dear devotees, this is a definition of collective madness. When you keep on doing the same things in your life and thinking the same things in your life, you will get the same things. And rare exceptions, you may stumble over an undeserved brick of mercy. It can happen. But in our scriptures you can read that the Lord responds according to the effort the devotee does. Ye yatamam prapatyante tangstateva bhajamyaham. Now, when does the magic of the retreat work and when does it not work? One thing is when you it works when you enter what is called in psychological language a liminal space. I had to also learn what this word is. It's a space which you enter when you have left your old life with its surrounding and activities for some time. But it's also a space where you have not yet fully entered a new life. In our devotional terms, it's when you leave your, let us say, your maybe not yet ideal practice of Krishna consciousness behind, and you sincerely try to practice a little bit more focused and with more energy. And although you have not reached the highest states of an, let me say, of a devotee who has achieved perfection, you are in an in-between stage. Between you have left your something old, which is, and you are yet to discover the new. If you enter this space, this liminal space, it's a little bit scary because you have to really leave a little bit some old habits behind. And for that, I'm just so grateful that we have this Govardhan Retreat Center, because we will try to serve you with the Govardhan Retreat Center, a center of our own. But for now, we are here. We are in a little village, in a very holy environment. There is not such super internet here, I can imagine. There is not a pizzeria around the corner with tomatoes and caperis. Only devotees have made it out here who are really focused on spiritual life. They had to also pay an entrance fee for this, and so on. It's really an ideal space where you say, okay, I anyways have no other possibilities of distraction. I better now take advantage of the program which is given here. And let me try to find out something new in my life. This in-between space, which happens when you leave the world behind and go on retreat, needs to be filled with hearing, with reflecting about what you have heard, and with applying the new insights in your life. It's very important. This space should not remain empty. By the way, in the universe are no vacuums. Everything fills. And although we may go into the liminal space, we might do what one participant in London did 10 years ago, and I was at that time not yet so polite as I am now. I was just exploding. He was there in the lectures, and he had his little monster with him. What is it? A computer device. And he was all the time typing, and he smiled at me. Now, when you give retreats for many, many years, you know what everyone does, and I was not deceived. I asked him, how is your retreat going, Prabhu? And he said, very nice, I'm typing all the time. And I said, but you don't type the notes of the talks. I'm not a fool. I can see that you answer your unanswered emails. How can you see this? Sachinandan Swami does know about computers. He knows many things which you don't, including to read a little bit the mind. That's a very beginning stage of when you don't do computers, you do other things with your intelligence. So you have not filled, you're filling your life with the old things, your old emails. Show me your computer. No need. You need, if you want to progress, otherwise don't come here. It will not work. If you do the same thing here, it will not work for you. Listen, reflect, and practice. another way to fill it is with Shravana, Varana, and Sadhana. So then you import new thoughts, new concepts, new energies in your life, and they will start to transform and give you that bridge which you need to close the gap in your life. We still, when the devotee is now a temple president, and he is highly respectful when he sees me, Maharaj, you shocked me. I said, was I impolite? No, you, it was okay. But I was shocked. Maybe you speak a little soft when you say such things. Okay, next time. So, what to do? Listen, reflect, and apply immediately. Talk about what you have heard with others. What not to do? Reduce as much as possible your telephones, your internet. I don't know if it's working here at all, but you could go to Vasundhara, Raj Vasundhara, and there is a very good Wi-Fi. I'm joking. So reduce outside distraction to the best ability. Be tolerant. It will be in the morning. You will see a Vrindavan winter morning tomorrow. Be tolerant. This is what is to be expected as we are here. There is one blessing here which I want to read to you, which will give you hope. Because doing a retreat in Vrindavan gives us an extra support, extra wind, you can say, in your sails, which will push the boat of your life very swiftly over the samsara ocean. The blessings of the Lord. When in Dwaraka, in New Vrinda's garden, Srimati Radharani asked Krishna to bestow the following blessings on all those devotees and people even in general who take up residence in Vrindavan for some time. Srimati Radharani said, O Krishna, to those persons who reside in the profoundly sweet land of Vrindavan, and who, with a steady heart and for some time, yearn to someday attain you. Please, O Master of Gokula, appear before their eyes if they're ever youthful friend. It's in the end of Lalita Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami that when you touch this land, when you stay here, especially when you yearn to attain Krishna, come to Krishna, the powerful blessing of Krishna which Srimati Radharani asked for you will come into your life and uplift your life. Please don't think this is just a nice verse. This countless Vaishnavas have experienced. Why do you think is Giriraj filled with Vaishnavas who circumambulate him? Because they have experienced, they have heard from their fathers and mothers. Here some blessings can be had. This is why of all places in Braj also, the devotees have consciously chosen the site of Giriraj, who is known for his extra... he's like the blessing form of Krishna, you could say. He is really the one who is so friendly with the devotees, so understanding, so kind, and so unconditional, that just staying here and focusing our mind on our true life's goal is really giving you a wonderful experience. So, I would like you now that we do a little exercise. Let me secretly look at the watch. There are only 5 minutes. I would like you to turn around to your neighbor, man to man, and ladies to ladies, or grihastas, of course, are invited if they wish to, if they sit. But we should just quickly do this. Please don't think this is just some unnecessary retreat exercise because you don't do it in a lecture. It is unnecessary. It will help you to find some inner resolve for the retreat. There is one task which you have to do in silence and one task which you have to do with your voice. I will ask you 2 questions. The first question, please think about it. And the second question, I will tell you when it comes. Is every one of you ready? This is now a question only to be answered by you in the silence. It's a very private question. And we want to go as open about it as we can. We will request our music. You have found the right raga for today. My dear devotees, just briefly look around. And while you sit in silence, please think about what your spiritual life is like at the present. What goes well? What does not go so well? There is an outright challenge in your spiritual life, something which really you feel should go from your spiritual life. Where do you have some hope? What is your spiritual life at present? And where would you like it to go to? Which way should it develop? Once again, where are you at present in your spiritual life? And what would you like to achieve? Or where would you like to go? As they say in the Bell Cane, concreto, very concreto, please. What would you like your spiritual life in Krishna consciousness to be? Please overcome the unwillingness of your mind to think about this question. Thank you. And now, an exercise where we will turn to our neighbor, which we have identified a little while ago. what could you do during this particular week here at Giriraj's lotus feet to make the best use of your time and to close the gap between what you know would be good and what you actually do? What could you do to close the gap between your desire and the actual implementation in your life? Please discuss this with your partner and you will see how you will get some strengths in Sadhu Sangha, because it said devotees should encourage each other. Please do this now. Start now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much for kindly participating, and I hope it was useful for you, this little exercise. Sometimes we may get even better results when we sit alone before Giriraj and pray to him for the necessary insights and strengths. But it's very nice if we all can find an inner orientation and an intention why we are here, which will accompany us and guide us, if necessary, with strength to participate in the way which is most useful for our life. Good. We have ended our little our time here. It gets now quickly cold, and your the cuff shows it. These are very good. You can ask the local people. They are very good things. We will now all go into the super warm tent, which we have. It really works. You will see it's very comfortable. And continue there our orientation phase. We should take about 7 minutes to reach there. And please, just maybe if you need to visit a bathroom on the way, then quickly follow. That is sometimes good. But please come there in quick time. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Bol.